Hashem, he fear atzas goyim. Heini machshveis amim. Hashem annuls the plans of nations. He thwarts the schemes of people. It's a famous idea. We say in Hallel, Hallel is Hashem kol goyim. Shabchu kalaimim. Ki gava alei nechasto. Ive emes Hashem na'ilam haleluka. But all the nations will praise Hashem because of the greatness of his chesed to us. I think it said in the name of the Beis HaLevi. Why is it the nations of the world that are going to praise us? He says something so powerful. He says, we have no idea what's happening on a daily basis. What kind of plans our enemies have to harm us, to destroy us. Because these plans never come to fruition, we never know what we've been saved from. It's only the people, the perpetrators, or the attempted perpetrators of these crimes that actually have the awareness of Hashem's protection over us. Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking after us. All of these various different work accidents that happen in missile factories, bomb factories, in Gaza City or wherever. Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking after us. In fact, the Shlach HaKadosh, on Tehillim chapter 33, says, even if the entire world would gang up against us, we'd have all of humanity against us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would confound the plans. This is what it's about. Jewish people have a message for the world. We have moral values that we're meant to imbue through our actions to all of humanity. And of course, in order for there to be free will in the world, there have to be people that are going to be counterbalance to that, forces that are against that. Anti-Semitism has been part of the Jewish experience since the time of Paro, Amban Yisrael, we're a nation. The greatest anti-Semite, Pharaoh, calls us a nation. It really goes back even further to Avraham Avinu. Nimrod is to cast him into the furnace for what he believes in, for what he's trying to do. It's heavy being the bearer of the truth. It's heavy trying to carry that message with us wherever we go. And we pay a price for it, and we have paid a price for it over the last 3,500 years. But nonetheless, you look back, the miracle of Jewish survival. Rav Yaakov Emden says is greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim itself. You see Hashem's protective hand. You cannot help but be blown away by a modern day miracle. From then until now, we can't see Hashem, but we can see what he does. To see his protective hand, to feel it, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asheini Hashem Elokecha Bo, a land which has an extra measure of divine supervision. Hashkacha Pratis, the miracles that the Jewish people are the beneficiaries of on a daily basis. It's just incredible. Stop and think about it. It's really Atzas Hashem Hisakim. Past that we said just previously. Hashem is may fear Atzas Goyim, but Atzas Hashem Hisakim. It's the next pasuk. Apologies. That's what it's all about. It's all about Hashem's plan for the world. And that will ultimately prevail.